Good morning. You're listening to WNHHLP 103.5 FM, New Haven's home for community radio. I'm Mubaraka Ibrahim, and this is Mornings with Mubaraka. Welcome, people. We are here this wonderful Wednesday morning in New Haven, Connecticut, streaming live on 103.5 FM, New Haven's home for community radio. Also streaming live. So there's lots of ways for you to get in touch with us, to call me, to listen to the show. There's lots of different ways. So one of those ways is, obviously, if you are on Facebook, you can watch the show on Facebook. You can watch all of the New Haven Independent shows at the New Haven Independent Facebook page. You can watch my show on the Fit Muslimah page. And you can also listen live on newhavenindependent.org. And there's a little link that you're going to go to that is on the upper left-hand corner. It's a little blue link, and you can actually listen to all of the shows live on that link. So I invite you to join me. I invite you to, if you can't be on the whole time on the computer, then you can actually join me on Facebook, actually. And I'm trying to go on Instagram, and that would be awesome if it actually worked. There we go. And now I'm on Instagram. My Instagram page. Awesome. So today we are chatting, people. So I'm going to talk about a little bit of thing. I want to talk a little bit about confidence. I want to talk a little bit about Angela Merkel and Prince Harry. I want to talk a little bit about some local stuff that's going on. So we're going to just talk. We're going to chat a little bit. So today's radio show is just chatting with me. And if you have a comment or a question, you can actually call me at 203-872-7356 or 203-684-8907. And you can have a little chat. So I had a, so the news apparently over the last few days is, Prince Harry, it has popped the question to actress, and phenomenal woman, Angela Merkel. And she is the first recognized, and this is really interesting in reading some of the stories. So I was like trying to get up, right? Get up on what was going on with this. She's the first recognized person of African descent inside of the royal family, which is interesting because apparently there is a great-great-grandmother who also was half white and half Moorish. So her mother, I believe, was a descendant of the Moors, but they didn't recognize it. So the big thing is that it existed. Everybody knew that she was not completely white, but it was not recognized. It was just kind of like, oh, I guess it was the British version of what we call in America passing for white. So that's really, really interesting. But apparently with Angela Merkel, you can't really deny the fact that one, that she is, she's half, well, she has not denied it. And it's a very well-known fact. So they can't really kind of like push it underneath the rug. But there has been all kind of comedic skits around this, and it is absolutely hilarious. So there's this one guy, Kev on stage, and he's like, what's good, Prince Har? It's like, it's so funny because he just like takes it. He's like, you like chocolate, Prince Har? And it is just so funny. But so here's my take on it, which is really interesting. I actually did not know she was black, right? She is very, very light. So apparently her father is actually British and her mother is African-American. And she is really, really light. And you have to kind of like, look, if they didn't say she was biracial or a person of color, like I would not have guessed that she was like, I just would think that she, you know, was white. So I think that that's really, really interesting. And I had so I saw a little video about one of her stories where she was asked to choose whether or not she wanted to in school she had to choose a box. You know how we have these boxes that they want you to put yourself in, whether or not you're black, you're white, you're Hispanic, you're black, non-Hispanic. You know, they have like 100 different ways for you to identify yourself. And she actually did not want to click because one side of her is black and one side of her is white. So, and her teacher told her to click to check Caucasian because that's the way she looked. And you know, that is really, really interesting. So obviously I'm not mixed, right? I'm black, y'all. But I think that it's really fascinating that when I read these, the different experience of people who are biracial, right? So I have a lot of, we have biracial people in our family. And it's a really interesting conversation to have with them. You know, my older sister, her first husband was Turkish. And so I have nieces and nephews that are half black and half Turkish. My younger sister, her husband is white. So I have nephews who are biracial, who are half white and half black. And her conversation with her teacher telling her to check the box for Caucasian was really interesting because it brought me back to an article I read about Halle Berry, the actress Halle Berry, who was also half black and half white. And her mother, her parents are actually the reverse of Angela Merkel. Her mother is white and her father is black. And in the article with Halle Berry, what was interesting is that her mother, she said that her mother told her that she was black because that is the way the world is going to see her. And so that's really, really fascinating. Like, it really, we literally judge people just by what we see. Like, and not just in America, like everywhere, we really judge people. One, I'm like, does it really matter, right? So I guess for people in Britain, it probably does matter. I would assume that it mattered because, like, it mattered to us to claim Barack Obama as black, right? President Barack Obama. It mattered to black people in America because he was the first recognized. I'm going to use that as well because we know, like, we've had other presidents who've been partial black and had black lineage, but it has never been kind of like recognized as this was our first black president. And it goes back to actually what we're talking about, which is previous presidents who of the United States who have had black lineage, they did not look black. They passed for white. And so I as a child was always taught that all of the presidents, you know, it was just a given. We knew all the presidents were white. The fact that Abraham Lincoln had black lineage and a couple of other presidents had black lineage was something I literally learned when President Barack Obama ran for office because people, I guess, the haters, they wanted to say that, oh, he's not the first black president. So, I called her Angela Merkel. Thank you, Harry. Her name is Meghan Merkel. Oops. Y'all knew who I was talking about, right? Okay. Meghan Merkel, who is engaged to Prince Harry. So the interesting thing, so for Barack Obama, he too was the first recognized black president of the United States. He was not our first. He was not the first black first president of the United States to have black lineage, but he was the first person that we recognize. And I guess that does make a difference. It made a difference for people in the United States. So here are some of the interesting things that happen around President Barack Obama becoming president. Is I was reading one study and it said that they actually looked at the test scores of the particular kids that they were studying kind of before President Barack Obama came into office and then after he came into office. And they actually saw the test scores of African-American students go up, right? So the level of confidence, the level of feeling some type of like not that we're have achieved equality, but he gave a sense of like we're at least making progress, right? So rather, you can argue with me whether or not that's true or not. I know that there's people who are like, oh, having a black president doesn't mean progress. We can argue back and forth about that. However, for people that believed or believe that it did make some progress, which is really interesting. So for us, I guess in America, it matters. So I can see how it can matter in Britain. And the interesting thing about black people in Britain is that in America, black people are 13%. African Americans are 13% of the population of America. In Britain, it's actually only 3%. So I can imagine that this being really big deal for them. I can just imagine it being a really big deal. So if you are in Britain and you are listening, I would love to hear. I don't know if you can call in. I don't know if you want to go through all of that. But I would really love to hear how big of a deal it is. Or if it's a big deal at all. So in America, you know, we make a big deal about people, about African Americans achieving, I guess is, I don't know. And that brings up another question. So I use the word of achieving. What is the achievement for her having to marry a prince? Like, is that an achievement? You know, we're in this age of like, this feminist age where women want to claim their own, and not that she has not achieved a lot. So Meghan Markle is a very accomplished woman, but she literally got her prince, y'all. So that is actually quite interesting. Okay, so enough about Meghan Markle. So interesting. So here's some interesting stuff in the news. So in Connecticut, where I am, so if you're listening from any place else, we stream live from New Haven, Connecticut, and we are hyperlocal radio. So I want to throw some local stuff in there. We are coming up on an election. We are coming up on our governor is not seeking reelection. So the field is open. And today on the New Haven Independent, there is an article about the governor hopefuls. They are backing legal marijuana. Couple of them are backing. Legalizing marijuana in Connecticut, that would be interesting. So this is legalizing recreational marijuana, right? So medicinal marijuana is already legalized in Connecticut. And this story caught my eye for a couple of reasons. So hopefully y'all had a great holiday or long weekend, whichever you want to call it. I know we're supposed to be woke now, so I'm not supposed to say Thanksgiving, but you know, whatever you want to call last weekend, hopefully you had a good long weekend. I was speaking to a family member. I don't want to catch anybody out there, right? But she is battling cancer right now, and she was telling me how helpful that cannabis is, and it's really helpful in decreasing her pain and helping her eat. And I actually was really fascinated and interested about that. Now, I'm very well aware of all of the benefits of smoking marijuana, or the marijuana plant has, right? Herbs, traditional treatment, been used for centuries. Okay, I get this feel. But what's interesting to me is why it is such a huge deal to legalize it. I'm not running for office, so I personally don't see a problem with legalizing it. I mean, it's not like people don't do it, right? And I always look at it like we have alcohol. Marijuana does not have as many detrimental effects as alcohol does. So why is it okay to have legal alcohol, but it is not okay for marijuana? So that's really interesting. I think that it comes more down to governmental control. But if they can figure out a way to control the production and the consumption of alcohol, then I'm sure they can figure out how to control the production and consumption of marijuana, right? So I personally don't do, so for the record, I personally don't do either one, right? I know some people probably tuning in is like, why is this Muslim lady talking about alcohol and marijuana? What you be doing when you take that scarf off? No. It's in the news. Really, it's just interesting to me. It's really interesting. I'm an American citizen and I live here and I want to know what, I want to be a part of what's going on. So, I think that it's really interesting. So Zakiya on Facebook said that it's a big deal because it's money. And I agree. I agree. And I see it from a couple of perspectives. So from a consumer perspective, for the record, I do not consume marijuana. However, from a consumer perspective, I see it as not as detrimental as other things that are legal. So why not legalize it for people who want to, who can use it for beneficial purposes? We know that it's beneficial for people with migraines, for people who are suffering from cancer, like my cousin, for people who are in chronic pain. Like, it literally has a medicinal value, whereas alcohol really doesn't. But we sell it just for recreational purposes. So from a citizen's perspective, I don't see why it would differ from the fact that we have legal alcohol. Now, from a government perspective, it's money, y'all. It's all about money. And when you think of it from a, if you can think of it, if we can like just like stop seeing government as a villain right now. And just think about kind of like if you were in the position where you had to figure out ways that you can generate money for your constituents, for your state, and you had a product that is already being sold illegally and you are not making money off of, not making taxes off of it, and you can actually get profit or some tax from it, like, why wouldn't you make it legal and tax it? Like, all of the studies show that it does not increase crime rate, that it does not increase drug use, harder drug use, right? So people claim that, but when they do the research, they find it is actually not true. Marijuana is not, it does not increase overall in the places that it has been made legal. Those two things, and that's the two biggest concerns. So I don't know, why wouldn't you? So we are a pretty liberal state too. Like, you know, we have our little pockets of red, but we are in a majority a blue state. So if you're running for governor and you support marijuana legalization, it's not going to hurt you. It'll probably actually help you a little bit in Connecticut anyway. We have like this little, we have an interesting state because we are, parts of our state are very, we have a very bipolar state. We have parts that are very, very poor, right? That are some of the poorest in the country pockets. And we literally have other parts that are the richest in the country, like movie stars and millionaires and billionaires live in Connecticut. We have parts of our state that are, that's very, very liberal, right? Those pockets. But we also have parts that are very, very red, very Republican, very pro-Trump. So and it's interesting to see that dichotomy. And I know that it happens like that all over the country. No place is all the way red or all the way green. But what's interesting about Connecticut to me is the fact that it's so small and we can literally kind of change environments when you cross a road or you get off another, you go one exit up, right? So that's an interesting thing about Connecticut. If you're just tuning in, you are tuning in to WNHHLP 103.5 FM, New Haven's home for community radio, also streaming live on newhavenindependent.org. And this is Morning with Mubaraka, and you can tune in if you are in your car. Obviously, you're listening on 103.5. If you are online, you can listen at the New Haven Independent website, as well as the Facebook page and my Facebook page, and now my Instagram too, Fitmuslima, FITMUSLIMAH. That is what you want to go and Google in all of the social media. Yes, I'm throwing my social media out there. I do a lot of social media. And today we're just chatting and I'm just talking about my little 2 cents. I'm throwing 2 cents on the table, y'all. My little 2 cents about everything that's going on in the world right now. If you have a cent, a half a cent, or even two that you want to share with me, you can call in at 203-872-7356 or 203-684-8907 and tell me what you think about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, or tell me what you think about, we talked about legalizing marijuana in Connecticut, which would be really an interesting feat. So we'll see. And I say that also too from a perspective. If you follow me for any time, you know my husband is actually a New Haven police sergeant. He's been on the police force for going on 22 years. And so even from that inside perspective, he said he's never had to tussle with somebody because they got irate because they were smoking marijuana. Nope, never happened. So... from that perspective too, like, it's not gonna make the police work more. It's not. Actually probably make people more chill. Right? Be like, yeah, he's just really chill. He just came from the dispensary. He's good. So that is what we're talking about today. So let's talk about some other New Haven news, right? So interesting stuff happening in New Haven. Apparently, now I know y'all probably know this, and if you didn't, y'all can go to, if you're not in New Haven and you want to know what I'm talking about, y'all can go to newhavenindependent.org. newhavenindependent.org. I said that really, really fast, so I wanted to slow it down for you. So the students of New Haven threatened to walk out, like the actual kids, the students, they threatened to do a walkout. Because we have a new superintendent and there was a lot of controversy around it. But in general, the walkout is more because they don't feel as if the school board listens to them. And one, I am proud of them. I'm going to say that. I am proud of them. One of the things that I think that has happened over the last, I would say, 3 years or so, 3 to 5 years, is that our young people are really realizing their power and the power of collective voice. So in New Haven, we also have a charter school that the students actually did a walkout. And this was maybe about two years ago. So they did a walkout because of the lack of teachers of color in the school, right? And so they, you know, people complain about it. The school, this particular charter school, really wasn't making any gains in rectifying the problem. They have a student population that's like 98% Black and Hispanic. And they have a teacher population that is like 98% white. And so the students were like, we never see people teaching us that reflect us. And so they actually did a walkout. It did get them to the table to talk to the administration, which was really interesting, that it took that in order for their voices to be heard. But I think that it's wonderful, because if at 15 and 16, you can organize and arrange a collective action among your peers, they're going to be powerful when they get 30. They're going to be powerful when they get 40. They're going to be powerful when they get 50. Because they are actually realizing their collective voice and the power of it very early in life. And I think that that's wonderful. If you want to give me a call, that number again is 203-872-7356. Or 203-684-8907. You can give me a call on either one of those numbers and give a comment, a question, tell me what you think. So right now we are talking about young people, their collective voice. So I think that, so the students apparently, they threatened to walk out because the recent appointment or election. It was a vote 4-3 of the new superintendent. They felt like many of the students who are that didn't agree with the choice, and so they felt like they were actually just not listened to and they were ignored throughout the whole thing. But I think the point of my comment is how powerful collective voice is, and now even more than ever. We have a caller. Good morning.
Hi, is this Mubaraka?
It is Mubaraka. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Yurisa Lem.
Well, thank you for calling, Yurisa. What's your comment today?
My comment is that marijuana has adverse effects on mental health.
Okay. So, and explain that. So marijuana has adverse effects on mental health. Explain what that actually means.
Okay, it makes us lethargic, and it actually can cause, I think it can cause schizophrenia.
So is there research around the fact that it causes schizophrenia, and what makes you think that it causes schizophrenia?
Oh, because I live with bipolar schizoaffective disorder.
Okay, so you think that your marijuana use caused it?
Yes, I smoked marijuana once or twice years ago. And what happened, I recall distinctly, the blood rushed in my head. It separated my left and right hemisphere.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
Keep going.
It was a pivotal moment for me because it's when I began to hear voices, and I think that the story of Moses who parted the waters, Musa alayhi salam, who parted the waters.
Mm-hmm.
The blood in my in my brain when it diverged in two paths, it felt like I comforted myself with the story of Musa alayhi salam who parted the waters.
Okay, so that is a really interesting perspective. So that would be really interesting to do some additional research. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate your comment.
Thank you.
So here's some interesting thing. Does marijuana use actually cause mental health issues? So we had a caller who felt like it does. I've never read research to that. The fact that it does, that it actually does. So we know that there's always an exception to the rule, that there's lots of things that can happen. And also, too, consider there are different strains of marijuana. Taking marijuana, and this is another thing that is really, I think, an interesting point to legalizing it, is often because it's unregulated and you buy it from people where you don't even know where they get it from, they can put other things in it. And sometimes it's not the marijuana itself that's causing the issue, but it is the stuff that people have added to it. But if you have a regulated substance, right, then you actually decrease the chances of it being contaminated with other harder drugs that can cause greater health issues. So I think that's a really interesting point of view. If you want to call in, you want to tell me what you think about legalization and the use of marijuana. The numbers are 203-872-7356 or 203-684-8907. So those are my call-in numbers. If you're on Facebook, then you can see it right in the description next to the video. If you are on Instagram, then you would have to look at my previous post. And obviously, if you are on WNHH Radio Facebook page, it is right down there. It is under the video. All right. So Zakiya says that she is excited about Meghan Markle, just how she was excited about Barack President Obama becoming president. And I love the white supremacist panties are in a bunch. She loves the white supremacist panties being a bunch. Yeah, that's probably peeving them a little bit. We have another phone call.
Hi, Mubaraka. It's Jerusalem again.
Oh, hi.
I have a quick addition to add.
Okay.
Marijuana or the use of other chemical substances incorporated with marijuana can lead to suicidal impulse. I remember when I smoked marijuana, I ran outside to the balcony of the apartment of someone I met in New York, or a Jewish artist.
Okay.
And he was a choreographer, and I really admired him. I wanted to perform like him, to create art like dance movement like he did. And I remember when I inhaled that substance from the bong, it caused me to run outside to the balcony and almost jump. But the one word that stopped me was God.
Okay.
And it's before I had seen the Malcolm X movie, but I hadn't really been introduced to Islam I don't think I had read the Quran at all. And so I just said God, and that was enough to stop me from jumping and committing suicide. So, yeah, I think that marijuana can lead to suicidal ideation.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that comment, and thank you for giving us the addition. And so if you are actually on my Facebook page, you can't hear my callers. You have to either click the little link to listen live while you're watching the video that's in the description, or you can go to the New Haven Independent page, and the callers are actually streamed through there. And so our caller called back to say that marijuana and things introduced into marijuana can cause suicidal ideations. I believe that there are illicit drugs that cause suicidal ideations. Again, whether or not research shows that marijuana is one of those is I have yet to see that research. And so this does not discount anybody's personal experience. But when I talk about research, and if you've followed me or listened to me for any amount of time, you know that I'm a huge research buff. I'm like, tell me what the research says. Tell me what the collective consensus is on this topic. And that is how we at least scratch at the truth a little bit, right? So because often so what it does for me when I look at why there is research around things is we all interpret the world according to our own personal experience, which is the way we are because we're human beings. There's nothing wrong with that. And it takes effort for us to look outside of ourselves to see kind of like our view may or may not be the truth of reality. And so to me, looking at research, looking at kind of like the collective results or something or collective experience gives us another perspective, right? Beyond what our personal perspectives are. And so that's the reason why I personally love to know the research behind things. Oh, look, Roz is logging in from Singapore. This is what I love about social media. Like, you know, literally you can talk to people all around the world. Thank you very much for logging in. On Instagram, we have people logging in from Saudi Arabia. I saw one person from Saudi Arabia that's logging in that said hello from Jeddah. Teen 1357. I like that. Welcome. Thank you for logging in. So we are talking a little bit about everything here this morning. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to 103.5 FM, New Haven's home for community radio, WNHHLP, streaming live on New Haven Independent website, as well as Facebook and Instagram. We are a little bit of everywhere today. And we are just chatting, right? And if you want to chat with me, you can give me a call at 203-872-7356 or 203-684-8907. So I was previously talking about the power of the young collective voice, right? The young collective voice. Young people staging walkouts. Well, here in New Haven anyway. And I personally think that it's awesome. I think that it's wonderful, particularly when you can, because coming to one, organizing stuff, particularly political action, is difficult. Right? People get emotional when it comes to politics. People get really emotional, especially now. We thought people got emotional before. Now people get like super emotional. I mean, I made a comment about the superintendent thing on Facebook and I'm told I don't know what I'm talking about. I got half information. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute now. I can't read an article and have an opinion. So people get, but it's okay because, you know, she is most emotionally invested. I'm not offended. So people really get emotional when it comes to politics. So for these young people to actually at least moderate their emotion enough to come together and create a mass movement where they're talking about actions of walking out of school. A walkout is a peaceful protest. And this is another thing that's awesome. Like, you're not talking with all of the things that we think about the young people and how, oh, they're not paying attention, or that they, you know, they're not engaged. They want to tear stuff up. They don't care. Like, this is a really testament that they're paying attention and they care. And they're actually thinking about how to change. And that's awesome. How to make change. And that is, I think, is one of the silver linings. When we talk about all of the things that are happening politically here in the United States, we can pull a lot of negativity, right? We can feel hopeless sometimes. We can feel like things are just going downhill. But the way that you change that, the way that you create hope, is actually taking action. And it doesn't have to be a massive action. It doesn't have to be, you know, creating a mass walkout, right? This is what they chose to do, which is awesome. It can be little things, something that you feel like you're making a difference in. And that is what creates hope within you, within the collective. And the fact that they realize that they want to change. They want to get attention for that change, right? Because young people, they do kind of like suffer from people don't take them seriously, right? One or two people come and they complain about something, probably not going to get a lot of attention. But here you have a whole group that has come together as a collective. And I think that's good. I think I might actually have some of them on my show one day. We have to wait for a show where they're out of school. Because that would be really, I would really love to talk to some of the people who organized this. And I think that it's awesome. I love young people personally. I think that they are really, well, at least, you know, the young people that I come in contact give me hope for the future, right? So obviously I think my kids are awesome, but their friends are awesome too. I took my son to the mall the other day. And so, you know, I'm trying to be, you know, and we picked up one of his friends. And so I'm like trying to be the cool mom, ask the kid questions like, oh, so what grade are you in? And he's like, oh, I'm in I think he was in the 10th grade. And he's like, I was like, oh, okay, so have you started looking at colleges and what you want to do when you graduate? And he's like, no, I don't know what I want to do, but something around politics so I can create change. Like, all righty then, that's awesome. And he's like, I don't know, what, 16? And I'm like, okay. I don't know what I want. You know, you want to hear, you know, sometimes we're used to this the typical answers. Oh, I want to be a teacher. Oh, I want to be, I don't know, an artist. Was when someone said that they wanted to be an artist, right? When my nephew said he was going to school for art, that was like off. That was considered like the off career. To his credit, he did go to school. He got an art degree, and he is now an art teacher in China, which was his dream job. So kudos to him. Young people, find your vision, find your dream, and then go after it until you get it. So you're used to kind of like these stereotypical answers. And now, like, I'm having this experience more and more where young people are really thinking about how they can change things that are messed up in the world. And that's really, really, really profound. And it really is, gives me a lot of hope of things that's going to happen in the future, that there can actually be change. So if you are tuning in, we got about 5 minutes left. What, 3 minutes, 5 minutes left? 5 minutes left of the show. And if you want to call in, now is your time. Tell me, what do you think about young people getting up, making change? Only thing that I would say is, as a parent, please make that change after you do your chore. Because that's really important. You're listening to WNHH Radio, and you could call in at 203-872-7356 or 203-684-8907. I'm here every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you want to mark your calendar. Go ahead and put in your phone reminder. It's 10 a.m. Mubarak's on the radio. Let me go listen. Go ahead. Put in your phone. That's how you remember stuff. Put in your phone, wrap a red ring, ribbon around your finger, whatever you need to remember. You can, and tell other people, like, Mubarak's on at 10 a.m. We're going to listen to her. And next week, we are going to chat it up again. And you'll be able to call in again about the things that we talk about. We're going to talk about confidence next week. Confidence. I definitely have started doing some research on research about, and that's something, that's a show I certainly want to do. We're going to talk about confidence. How do you build your confidence? What it means to have confidence? And what can you do in changing your life with confidence? For sure. That is next week's show. So today we just talked a little bit about everything. We talked about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, which I did not say congratulations. Congratulations, because this video or podcast might reach them. Congratulations, Angela and Harry. I'm so happy for you. and, you know, it's really, really cool, which I think is so sweet and so romantic. It said that Prince Harry actually gave Meghan Markle Prince Diana's engagement ring. That's so sweet. I'm like a romantic, so I think that that is awesome. We talked a little bit about legalizing marijuana in Connecticut, and our governor hopefuls and some of them in support of that. And we talked a little bit about collective action and young people making change. So we're going to talk about those things a little bit more in the coming weeks. I want to thank you for joining me. You have been listening to Mornings with Mubaraka on WNHHLP 103.5 FM, New Haven's home for community radio. And I want to remind you, until next week, be a voice and not an echo.